programme. Well, providing certainty for people and business in Northern Ireland, says the Minister just there. Let's talk to Eoin Connolly from the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium. Very good afternoon to you, Eoin, and thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. What are you saying to your members now faced with this instruction from Edwin Poots to suspend checks at the ports? What are your members experiencing?
Well, so far, the checks are continuing, to my knowledge. And to be honest, these checks, you're talking about the checks that are by the Department of Agriculture, are only one part in this process. You have other checks that are done by the councils, other checks that are done by HMRC, the tax authority. But as well as that, there is the whole process. There's still a responsibility on traders who are moving goods to complete the paperwork, should that be the goods vehicle movement reference, or through the trader support service, or even though Stanley, and that's the scheme for temporary agri-food movements to Northern Ireland. If people want to continue to be part of that scheme, then they need to continue to make those declarations. The way I'm sort of looking at it is, even though the likelihood of getting stopped on the roads by the Gardaí is very small, you still need to have valid insurance for your car.
Yeah, so your advice to your members is continue to carry out all the obligations that they have, bringing goods, material into Northern Ireland from GB. Make sure the paperwork is completed.
Absolutely. Firstly, we have a legal responsibility to do it. Secondly, the EU would be within their rights to ask for the full paperwork, including declarations and certification of anything that travels if at the time when there is no checks. So that would mean that they were just storing up a headache, an administrative headache. Mm-hmm. As well as that, there's a reputational issue for goods that are coming in to Northern Ireland if the full paperwork is not done. So it doesn't make good business sense. Some people may think that it makes good political sense, but it is no good as far as business sense, and our message is clear that we still need to live up to our responsibilities.
And how have these checks been operating? What's been the experience of member companies that you represent operating within this scheme, within this system?
Well, for a lot of people, you've got to remember that we've never had to do these before. We've never had to do customs between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. We've never had to do agri-food on this level. There have been some checks. In fact, there's been checks from the 1840s going across the Irish Sea. However, not on this sort of scale. We are in the middle of a grace period. What we're looking for now is a solution to remove friction from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, because if we go to that OCR, if we go to that full implementation of the protocol, then there will be cost issues, there will be supply issues, and there will be delay issues. Mm-hmm. So for us, we need to continue having the focus on the prize, and that is to get an agreed long-term workable solution between both the EU and the UK.
Right. The current controversy, though, what kind of message does it send out around the world in relation to Northern Ireland as a place to invest?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. It's not just about what's happening now. It's about investment decisions. And if we're going to make the best out of the protocol and that access that we have to both the EU and Great British market, then it's going to have to come from foreign direct investment, places across the world that want to have access and so build factories or other workplaces in Northern Ireland. You have to remember that those investment decisions are not taken now to start next week. They're taken 18, 24, 36 months in advance. So the longer that this instability happens, the longer it's going to take for us to get that investment. And the research that was done last year, even though Northern Ireland has lower wages, it has better standard of living than a lot of places, it has a great skilled workforce. The biggest thing that people are looking for Northern Ireland, to invest in Northern Ireland, is political stability. As long as we have instability, we are not going to get that investment which we need.
Eoin Connolly of the Northern Ireland Retail Consortium, thanks for talking to us.